Qantas's decision to shed 6,000 jobs comes despite the company availing themselves of the government's JobKeeper payments. David Spears, host of Insiders, joins me now. Hi, David.
Morning, Norman.
David, as the song says, we still call Australia home. It seems we'll be staying for the foreseeable future.
We will. July next year, the I guess, presumptive date from Alan Joyce is to win international flying might resume. But, yeah, who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows what's going to happen with the vaccine and so on. Look, I do find it puzzling, though, that Qantas have made this decision to get rid of 20% of their workforce while they're still in talks with the government about some sort of special support for the aviation sector, an extension of JobKeeper or some other tailored support. Why, before that's concluded, they'd sack 6,000 people. I know Alan Joyce says those people would like the certainty and the redundancy payment. I'm not sure. The unions have a very different view on that. I guess it indicates either the government gave them a clear signal that, you know, there was no point holding onto them, or Qantas has jumped the gun here, because you'd think you'd rather know what's on the table from the government before sacking so many people.
So you think there might have been a political clear way put forward for them. So, sorry.
Well, perhaps, but perhaps some sort of indication, but I think this points to the need for clarity from the government. Now, their plan at the moment is not to tell us for another month, really, not till July 23, what they're doing with JobKeeper and JobSeeker, but that is creating a lot of uncertainty. I just don't know if they can hold on for that long before making a decision and telling the nation what's going on with these payments, because it's not just Qantas. In the last week, we've seen PwC, we've seen Myer, we've seen Optus, we've seen, you know, right across the economy, jobs being shed.
Yeah. The National Cabinet meeting today, border closure is high on the agenda. Scott Morrison said he wants us to be flying domestically as soon as possible. But there's really no agreement over when this should happen, and New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has been clear that Victorians, I suppose, aren't welcome for now.
No, she's not sounding very welcoming at all. I mean, New South Wales isn't about to shut the border. There's a lot of logistical complications on the border. But they're making it very clear, don't come if you're from Victoria. You're not going to get a footy ticket or anything else.
But the borders are open.
But borders are open. Look, there's long been tension about the border closures. I think what's going on in Victoria really complicates that, and certainly Scott Morrison's desire in the National Cabinet today to get the approval for the further easing of restrictions so that things like performing arts that he was talking about yesterday with the $250 million package can go ahead. I mean, great that they're getting some support, but really what they need in performing arts are venues open and the ability to hold events, be it theatre or concerts and so on. And that's what needs to happen at the National Cabinet. But with what's going on in Victoria right now, there's a lot of concern, shall we say, amongst the other states.
Well, that's right. I mean, if you're Western Australia and there's no virus, you're free to do what you want.
Well,
as soon as you open the borders, you might have a problem.
That, and you can see why politically in WA that's a very popular position for Mark McGowan to take, and no doubt Gladys Berejiklian's reflecting that as well. It's a frustration, though, for Scott Morrison. Victoria, like New South Wales, is a powerhouse of the national economy. Anything that shuts them off and shuts them down is going to drag out this economic pain.
We're going to be talking about the arts package. What do you think about it?
Look, yes, it's overdue. I think that's the main point of criticism. I think we are seeing certainly a number of groups welcome what's being put on the table, things like the Bangarra Dance Theatre, Belvoir Street Theatre, the big Harry Potter show in Melbourne. They all say they'll apply for this, and it will help the ability to access cheap loans and direct grants from the government. But as I say, what's really needed is some certainty around venues to be able to hold events, to get bookings in place so that they can start hiring again.
So who have you got on Insiders?
Paul Fletcher, he's the Minister for the Arts and Communication. So we'll talk about that arts package and what's been going on at the ABC this week as well.
Well, he's had a letter from ITA.
Yes, and some tension in that letter, by the sounds of it, from the ABC chair, that the minister wasn't, forthcoming or responsive enough to her questions about what was in an efficiency review into the ABC. So, yes, plenty to pick over with the minister on Sunday morning.
We'll be watching and listening. Thanks very much, David.
Thanks, Norman.
David Spears is the host of Insiders, which is simulcast across the ABC on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, or catch up anytime on iView.